There's a very special pair of classmates at MG21, a charter high school in Monona. One is a junior.
I'm Tierra Byrne, and this is Lou, or Nibbler is his nickname.
Lou is a rabbit.
He's black, and he looks like he's brown in the sunlight, and he has little white hairs throughout his body. He's really, really, really soft, like really soft.
Sometimes Lou comes to school with Tierra. On the days the rabbit is in the classroom with her, Tierra is beaming. The self-described big-time animal lover proudly carries Lou around in a small black and brown carrier filled with hay. One afternoon, Tierra and I hung out in the school library with Lou, where she quietly told me more about her beloved pet and classmate.
What are you feeding him?
Just an apple and some carrots.
Why do you like to bring him to school? Like, what days do you decide you want to bring him?
Mostly if I'm having, like, a bad day, I'll bring him just because he kind of just calms me down and he's goofy, so he kind of makes me laugh a lot.
Tierra and Lou mean a lot to one another. She recently wrote this essay about her favorite classmate of all time.
I believe that Lou is not only the best pet I've ever had, but also the best classmate I've ever had. Some people just assume having a rabbit is easy work and that they just sit around being cute, which they do, but rabbits are also very smart, social, and affectionate. They can also be very bratty, willful, and destructive. I think it takes a special kind of person to be able to handle all of those traits at once. I'm someone who is very good with a rabbit like Lou because I'm not short on love or patience. I have plenty to share. Before I had Lou come to school with me, I didn't really feel like I brought much to my school and I couldn't figure out what I could do to change that. The first time I brought him to school was during our animal study tour. He was being very good and the teachers loved him and asked me if I wanted to bring him in more often. When I started bringing him in, I noticed some changes in myself and in my behavior because of Lou, and so did my teachers. I was a lot more calm and could focus on my schoolwork better just by having him around. I was making new friends through Lou because he is a great conversation starter. I get a lot of questions about him and why he's in school with me. Everyone loves him and wants to pet him and hold him. Lou became somewhat of a celebrity around my school. This year I learned that Lou is a trendsetter because many others see the joys of pets in bringing their own pet to school. In fact, now we have Pet Fridays where teachers encourage many students to bring pets to school. It's really nice having animals in school because it makes the learning environment more interesting and exciting. Before coming to MG21, I imagined the only classmates I'd ever have were human ones. However, the day I decided to bring Lou into school, I learned and have since taught others that sometimes pets can be the best classmates we can ask for.
That essay was by Tierra Byrd, a junior at Monona Grove Liberal Arts Charter School. She wrote about her favorite classmate, Lou the Rabbit. We'll be hearing more from MG21 students throughout the year. And one more thing about these two. If you're wondering what Tierra's favorite thing is that Lou does, besides looking super cute, he has a particular move that gets her every time.
They're called binkies when he like jumps up in the air and twists his back legs. And he does that only when he's extremely happy. So I know he's happy.
That's so cute.
Yeah, it's really cute.
Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook. I'm Maureen McCollum.